So, last Friday, we discussed about the unity, source of everything. So, we explained here, This is already a pattern that Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is Vasudeva because he is present everywhere. This evening there was some discussion that God has no particular name. But these names are there on account of his different type of activity. It's when God is present everywhere, therefore his name is Bhagavan.
For example, Jesus is present in those parts, for example,
in the Brahma Samhita, it says that God is within this universe and down to the sun, and not only within the universe, but he is in everyone's heart, and also he is within the atom. Therefore, God is unlimited. God is not limited to become gigantic universal form. But he is also able to enter within the
atom.
Therefore, in the Vedic language, God is described, Mano, Mano Ramnan, Mahato Mahiyan. He is greater than the greatest and is smaller than this.
For it is no greatest. Tell the spirit.
God has expanded himself in two different types. He has expanded himself as Samsa or personal expansion. He has expanded himself. Personal expansion. And another expansion is Divinna. Separated expansion. So God expands himself personally. Rama Vimutti Sukalam Yamena Tishkan Nana Avatara Makaran Kubone Sukindu. Krishna Sayam Samavavat Paramatkumana Yuh Govindamani Krishna Samavavat. This, by his personal incarnation, he expands as Rama, Nishinna, Paraha, Vamana, so many, thousands, and his personal
expansion.
Here is Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. There is personal expansion. That is one type of expansion. Another type of expansion is Divinananda. This is Uyla. We are also expansion of God. But this is beginning for me, the smallest part. It's like the sunshine. The sunshine is combination of bright molecules.
Por ejemplo, los rayos del sol, son una combinación de moléculas de hidrógeno.
So, very small parts, bright parts, combined together, they are called sunshine.
Muchas pequeñas partes brillantes combinan juntos, se combinan juntos y se le llama los rayos del sol.
So, we living entities, we are also small, bright particles as part of particular form.
Nosotros, entidades vivientes, somos pequeñas partículas brillantes de Dios.
In this way, God is expanded everywhere.
De esa manera, Dios está expandido en todas partes.
The matter is important is this thing. If God is expanded everywhere, then where is God personal?
Pero lo más grave es interesante siente que Dios está expandido solo parte sobre donde está Dios personalmente.
That is explained to Bhagavad Gita.
Es el Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. Maya tadamidam sarvam jagat ambhavamurtina matthani sarvabhutani naham tehu avastitam. Krishna Rav said that I am expanded in my impersonal form everywhere.
Bhagavad Gita says, "Soy expandido por partes de mi forma impersonal."
Everything is existing on account of me.
Solo existe debido a mí.
But still, I am not everything.
Pero sin embargo, no soy todo.
It says, God has expanded in this microcosm. The microbe is also expansion of God's energy. But that does not mean we have to wash the microbe.
Por ejemplo, Dios ha expandido la forma del microbe. El microbe es la energía de Dios. Pero eso no quiere decir que tenemos que adorar al microbe.
So, God is that has got that power that although He has expanded Himself in His impersonal form everywhere, we see here not his original
existence.
A small example can be given in this connection. Just like a father, he has given birth to hundreds of children. That does not mean the father is finished.
Por ejemplo, un pequeño ejemplo, quizás un padre ha criado cientos de niños. Eso no significa que ya no hay ningún padre.
But this children is expansion of the father. But father keeps himself as father.
Los niños son la expansión de sus padres, pero sin embargo los padres se mantienen como sus padres.
So, in this way, he is Vasudev, meaning he is present everywhere. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tapako Pani Padastak, He has got his hands and legs and eyes everywhere.
But in the Bhagavad Gita, He has got his hands, his ears, his eyes.
Because the part and partial expansion of God, either Vishnu Tattva or Jiva Tattva, they are everywhere.
Porque la parte oposición o la expansión de Dios, o sea, Vishnu Tattva, si es Jiva Tattva, son están en todas partes.
Besides that, God is existing in everyone's heart, the super soul.
Además, Dios existe en los corazones de cada quien, en cada lengua, super alma.
So the super soul is giving direction to the individual soul.
La super alma está directo al alma individual.
Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is saying, Aham sarvasvatyaham vidisham nivishtya ridhini vidyas.
Bhagavad Gita, ridhini vidyas.
I am situated in everyone's heart.
So, for situado in the person in the world.
Mattas nitijyanam abohan. because God is situated within my heart, therefore He is giving me direction.
Porque Dios está situado en mi corazón, me da dirección.
So our remembrance and forgetfulness is due to God.
Pero nuestra memoria y olvido es debido a Dios.
Sometimes we forget something and try to remember immediately God helps us to do this.
A veces olvidamos algo que estamos tratando de recordar y Dios nos ayuda en eso.
And we say, yes, yes, and now I remember. Now I remember things we are forgetting to send it into this thing.
Nosotros decimos, sí, sí, ya me acuerdo. Eso significa que Dios está dándonos la memoria.
In this way, God, by His plenary expansion, He is situated everywhere.
De esa manera, Dios, por su expansión plenaria, está situado en todas partes.
That's what His name is, Vasudeva.
Por eso su nombre es Vasudeva.
Now, Vasudeva is the origin of everything.
Por eso bien, Vasudeva es el origen de todo.
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vasudeva Sarvamsi Samahatma Sudhudhyama. Anyone who has understood that everything what we see, that is Vasudeva.
Bhagavad Gita explica que quien ha entendido que todo el mundo que vemos es Vasudeva.
But we should always remember that Vasudeva is everything. still, everything is not
Vasudeva. Sin embargo, todo no es Vasudeva.
That's why in a big factory, in your country, or in America, that poor, Mr. Poor, he's got a very big factory. So, in the factory, anywhere, the Mr. Ford is there.
Por ejemplo, donde está el tío, el señor Ford tiene una fábrica muy grande, y todos parten su fábrica, el señor Ford está ahí.
If you have to see Mr. Ford, you cannot see the car Ford, and he becomes satisfied.
Si usted ha de ver el señor Ford, usted no puede ver el coche Ford, no puede satisfacer de esa manera.
The car is also written there, Paul. So if I want to see Mr. Paul, and if you see the car, and if you know, maybe Mr. Paul. That is good.
In a positive también se escribe Paul, pero si tengo que ver al señor Paul, es no puede ser en la tierra ni que veo al carro.
The car is Paul, but Paul is not the car.
The coach is Paul, but Paul no es el coche.
In this way, try to understand. Everything is God, but everything is not God.
Es muy fácil de entender que todo es Dios, pero Dios es solo, pero solo no es Dios.
In this way you have to understand, don't be misled by the Vaidic philosophy that everything is God and my knowledge is Jesus. That is imperfect.
De esa manera no sea mal guiado que todo es Dios y ya tengo todo conocimiento.
Then, the origin of everything, what is the nature of that origin that is being explained now?
Entonces, el origen de todo, ¿qué es la naturaleza? El origen de todo, ¿cómo se explica eso?
Vasudeva is everything as per se. But whether Vasudeva is a living being or a dull matter.
Vasudeva es todo, aceptamos, pero sí, Vasudeva es un ser viviente o una ser muerta.
Nowadays, the theory, scientific theory is going on, that life is made of chemicals.
Ahora la teoría de los científicos es que la vida es hecha de químicos.
That is matter.
O materia.
This has been discussed 5,000 years ago by Baxter. Whether the origin of life is life or matter.
Eso fue discutido hace 5,000 años por Baxter, y la origen de la vida es la vida o la materia.
So he said that the origin of everything is life.
Él dice que el origen de todo es la vida. Vida.
Because Vasudeva is also life. And now we come to your argument and reason whether origin of life is matter or life. That we have to discuss.
Vasudeva is la vida. Otro que tiene que llegar a la conclusión de el origen de todo es algo vivo o algo muerto.
So, here it is said that origin is life, because here it is said, Jato Sanyaya Sitarapasya Situ Vigyan Saraha. It's like if I am taken as the origin of the Krishna consciousness, that means I know everything directly and indirectly of all this.
Por ejemplo, yo soy el movimiento de la Krishna. Eso significa que yo sé o conozco todo acerca de este movimiento.
If I do not know directly and indirectly everything of this movement, then I cannot be called the founder of that.
Si yo no conozco todo directo, directo y indirectamente de este movimiento, entonces yo no puedo ser el fundador de Acharya.
And as soon as the origin becomes a knower, his life.
Y tan pronto como el origen se convierte en un conocedor que es algo vivo.
Therefore, that matter cannot be the knower of everything.
Por eso, la materia muerta no puede ser el conocedor de todo.
Now, he said, Yato annyas yadatastra atrishu avikna sara. This avikna, avikna means cognizant. The original source of everything, he has his brain, he knows, he has the power of knowledge, everything is there, that is the reason.
Abhigya Dini Ji is conscient, he is conscient, he knows, he has his brain,
he has his anything material we think, just like this microphone, this microphone is combination of some matter. And where anything is metal, something plastic. But they have not combined together automatically. If person who knows the art, he has combined all of them together. Now it is
it. Por ejemplo, este micrófono es una combinación de algunos elementos materiales. Pero los elementos no pueden combinarse independientemente. Una persona ha combinado los elementos y otro micrófono actúa.
Now, if this microphone is not in order, then I will have to take to the person who knows what the indirect and direct composition of this
microphone.
Therefore, the origin of everything, or the original source of everything, is the knower, is not that matter.
Por eso el fuente o el origen original de todo no es algo muerto, materia muerta, sino es el conocedor.
So therefore it is stated here, Abhijna. Abhijna means perfectly known.
Por eso dice aquí Abhijna. Abhijna significa el conocedor perfecto.
Now it can be said that Abhijna, perfect knowledge is received from the superior person.
Ahora se puede decir que el conocimiento perfecto se recibe de la persona superior.
It's like I do not know what is the mechanical arrangement of this microphone. But if I want to know it, then I must go to perfect knower who can explain me that these ingredients or these parts of the machine are there.
Por ejemplo, yo no entiendo que lo arreglo mecánico de este micrófono, pero si quiero saberlo, tengo que ir a las personas que saben, yo tengo que explicarme lo arreglo mecánico de este micrófono perfectamente.
Therefore, the question may be asked that the original source of everything is knower of everything, accepting, but where he got the knowledge?
Por eso, te voy a dar la pregunta, si existe la origen, la fuente de todo, que se pone de orden de todo, ¿de dónde está tu otro conocimiento?
In fact, sometimes they teach class, sometimes in fact, that the God is the original father, the supreme father of everyone, that he is God's father.
Por ejemplo, a veces esta clase de hombres hacen la pregunta si Dios es el fuente original de todos, el Padre Supremo de todos. Entonces, ¿quién es el Padre de Dios?
The answer is that God has no father, he is self-sufficient.
La respuesta es que Dios no tiene ningún padre, es autosuficiente.
Therefore, this word is sara. Sara means self-sufficient.
Por eso, dice esa palabra sara. Sara significa autosuficiente.
So far, we are concerned. I have got my father. My father has got father. His father has got father. Father, father, more. When comes to a person who has no more father, that is.
Cuando nosotros, no tiene ni padre, no tiene ni padre, no tiene ni padre, no tiene ni padre, vaya, más y más adelante, hasta que usted llega, cuando no hay más padre, eso es Dios.
That is the test. If you come, if you find somebody that he has no father, then he's God.
Él es la prueba, si usted encuentra a alguien que no tiene ningún padre, él es Dios.
And if some rascal comes and says, I'm God. So, but you ask him whether you have got power.
If you have one people of Dio, we then exist in your data. So, the Dio, pregúntele, you still tell his father.
As soon as he says that I yet have got power, then he's gone.
As long as the one figure is he single father, tell his terror.
So, in your country, so many imitation God's power, you know. But you ask them to test it, whether you have got power. If you say, yes, I've got father, then you say, you are God.
And so when you try to say, que hay tantos dioses, imitaciones, usted para probar la cosa, usted va a preguntarle, si usted tiene padre, si él dice sí, entonces usted tiene que decirle que usted es perro.
Therefore, God, another name is unborn. Unborn means, he is not begotten by his father.
Por eso, otro nombre de Dios es el no nacido, porque él no es producido por ningún padre.
That is stated in the Vedic language that Advaita Yashodhama Govindam Adi Purusham Vishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vipla Anadi means he has no soul of humanity.
Anadi
but he is Adi, he is the original source of everything.
So that is Adi, that is the originality soul.
Therefore, it is said, Anadi, Adi. Anadi means he is without any soul. But everyone is on account of his presence.
Por eso su nombre es Anadi, Adi. Anadi significa que no tiene ningún fuente. Y Adi significa que todos existen debido a su energía.
Now, it is simple as that. There is no difficulty to understand God. Anadi, Adi. Everyone has got Adi. Just like I have got my father. Father has got his father, his father, his Adi. Adi means the original soul. But when you go to Krishna or God, he has no one. He is self-sufficient. Try to understand the simple formula of understanding God. That God has no origin. But he is the origin of it.
La comprensión de Dios, el Padre, no es difícil entender a Dios, que a todo el mundo tiene su Adi. Adi significa la fuente original, todo el mundo tiene su Adi, su origen. Pero cuando usted va a Dios, a Krishna, entonces él no tiene ningún Adi, él no tiene ningún origen. Él es Adi, él es el origen. Eso es una fórmula muy sencilla para entender quién es Dios.
Now the next question would be, according to David's information, the original person is Lord Brahma.
La próxima pregunta sería que la persona original es Brahma.
When there was creation, the first created being was Lord Brahma.
Cuando hubo creación, la primera ser creado fue Brahma.
Then From Brahma, all are living entities expanded. It is the creation understanding. So one may mistake, then Lord Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he has no, nobody knew that by whom born Lord Brahma was born. It may be questioned like that. Brahma is not the original source of everything, although he has created this universe. He is not the original source. Therefore, it is explained here that the original person is Vasudeva or Krishna, and he gave intelligence to Brahma to create the
universe.
That is the important argument that Brahma was alone, how he took instruction from the superior person.
Y podemos poner el argumento que Brahma quedó solo, como obtuvo conocimiento para crear la universo.
Therefore, he said, Teme Brahma Ya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, instructed him from the within the heart.
Por eso se dice aquí, Teme Brahma Ya, que la Suprema Personalidad de Dios, Vasudeva, le instruyó a Brahma dentro de su corazón.
That is God. Only for Brahma. There is not the only priority of Brahma. Krishna, we have already stated, is stated in everyone's heart. If you want to consult him, you can give him. Understand? The only thing is that you have to become qualified like Brahma so that you can receive instruction from him within your
heart.
And what is that qualification? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Devam sadavirittanam bhajatana tivitupamam dadami buddhiyogantam jimamamudhyadite. He Krishna said that I am situated in everyone's heart. Simply one has to become qualified to hear him. And what is that qualification? That qualification is practice of bhakti
yoga.
He says, "Hey, man, sukhajukta, bhajatam kritipupama. Bhajatam kritipupama means bhakti yoga. Always engaged in service of God with love and affection." So, they come, those who are always 24 hours engaged in loving service of the Lord, to him only, he gives instruction to do like this. They And what is that instruction? The instruction is meant for giving him facility to come back to home, back to God. Yes, in this material world, we are struggling for existence, and therefore, we are not happy here.
Es un mundo material, estamos luchando para nuestra existencia, por eso no somos felices aquí.
Pero Krishna says that sarva-dharmān paritajyamāne kaṁ sarvam bhavati. You who give up all these vested engagements to simply just surrender to me.
Por eso Krishna dice, usted tiene abandonado todos sus empeños, títulos, y simplemente ríndete a mí.
And when we are surrendered, that surrender is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Y cuando somos rendidos, esa rendición es Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And that means Krishna Vasudeva, I accept your proposal. I offer my respectful obeisances up to you.
Eso significa que Krishna Vasudeva, yo acepto su proposición, su ofrezco mis obediencias.
Then begin your loving service to render to Krishna, and gradually you get instruction from within to do like this, to do like this.
Entonces empieza tu servicio amoroso a Krishna, y gradualmente usted recibirá instrucciones, hágalo así, hágalo de esa manera.
But it is not difficult for anyone. It is very simple thing. And what is that simple thing? Manmana bhagavad bhakta madhyajimano means, all that think of me, manmana, you just become my devotee, and yes, one is devotee, he cannot all that think of this. That is not
possible.
On the other hand, who thinks of Krishna 24 hours, he is. Therefore, we are spreading this news that is John 3. The chanting of Hare Krishna means thinking of Krishna. Krishna says, one man also, just all the things of in other place, he says, Yoginavi Sarvisham, Madhvata Antanasana, Sudhyalan Bhavati Guna, Sani Yudhukam. He says that anyone who is always thinking of me is in his heart. He says that good. So, the Guru of this time is very popular in your country. But this is the example of becoming first-class yogi. First-class yogi. And you haven't got to take so much trouble by taking your nose or beating your head or this. Simply chant for your Vishnu. And you become first-class yogi. And as soon as you become first-class yogi, all power is within
you.
Perhaps you do not know the yogi perfection, three kinds of power. Simply gymnastic practice is not
yoga.
You must attain the power. The power is anima, labhima, mahima, prapti, siddhi, vajita, vijita, like that. Anima means you can become smaller than the smallest.
Usted tiene que lograr el poder, por ejemplo, anima tiene que usted puede hacer de más pequeño que más pequeño.
One who has attained yogi perfection, he can become, you can walk up and tell you that, and you come out.
Uno que ha logrado la perfección de Dios, usted puede encerrar en cualquier casa, no puede salir.
This is yoga siddhi. Not that the yogi is locked up and he cannot come out.
So
yoga siddhi. Yoga siddhi, you can get, become perfect yogi, mahima also. You can float in the air.
जो उसे इससे कोई नौकरान कर उसे या जो भी करते उसे नौकरान ना आए
गरीब का लगीमा Now the aeroplane is going in the air, very good speed. But when it gets over 60, your speed because it becomes very light, you can go anywhere in a moment. It is speedier than the mind. That kind of mind, you are sitting here and your paternal home may be 10,000 miles away, but by mind you can go easy. He cannot take your body immediately there, but he can take your mind
immediately.
So why is it possible? Because mind is finite and is gross
body.
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani palarahu, indriya bhaparamana. Manasu Parodhi. This finite, finite, finite. That this God, God. This God's body means sense. This finer than this is the mind.
For example, if you go Guru, Guru is Samanthi.
So, Yoga system means to control the mind. By controlling mind, you can control the senses. Because mind is the master of the senses. Then, along mind, is still finite is the intelligence. So, you can train up your mind with intelligence. But that is the best intelligence when one engages the mind into some other. Then you get instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead sitting anywhere. So these things can be understood gradually. After purifying the mind.
It is called the experience in there, gradual energy, despite the physical energy.
At the present moment, on account of our material contamination, our mind is contaminated with so many material things. If you purify your mind, then you come to the spiritual platform. That is intelligence by media between the spirit and the mind. First of all, body, finer than the body is mind. Then finer than the mind is intelligence. And finer than the intelligence is the soul. So, if you keep your mind always engaged at the lotus feet of Krishna, then it is our very
heart.
So, this is the movement of the Sakana of man, how to fix our mind always at the lotus feet of Krishna. And it is called Bhakti Yoga. So if you practice this Bhakti Yoga, then everything will be perfect in our life. He has spreading this Bhakti Yoga all over the world, and here is one of the centers to take advantage of it.
Estamos expandiendo este movimiento en todas partes del mundo y aquí mismo uno de los diablos aproveche a hacerlo.
It is not sentiment that it is upright on scientific basis, philosophical basis.
No es sentimentalismo, es audiovisado, científicamente basado.
So we have got so many books, about 50 books, about this Krishna consciousness movement. You can read them, you can ask the devotees, if you cannot understand, and chant Hare Krishna, and make your life perfect.
Tenemos tantos libros, más de 50 libros. Usted puede leerlos, puede hacer preguntas a los devotos, puede aprovechar de todo eso y puede hacer su vida perfecta.
Thank you very much. If you have any questions.
Muchas gracias. Si usted tiene alguna pregunta, puede hacerla. Siempre queda pensando en Krishna.
And where there is no Maya. Tell me a place where there is no Maya, we shall go there.
Sígueme a un lugar donde no hay Maya, sería el fin de mi cuerpo allá.
In the temple, there is no Maya. Because I am in Maya, I am thinking that temple is Maya.
En los templos no hay ninguna Maya, porque yo estoy en Maya, estoy pensando que oh, aquí hay una Maya.
That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Mameva japrabuddhate, Maya nitam tanum. Why anyone who surrenders to me, he overcomes the influence of Maya.
So he is in cualquier way, he surrender a me, sobrepasa la influencia de Maya.
Therefore, every member in this temple, they are surrendered. Therefore, they are not in Maya.
Por eso, cada miembro de este templo, ellos han rendido a Krishna. Por eso, ellos están en Maya.
How many different paths
are there for self-realization?
Only one path. God is one. And to realize Him, the path is one.
Dios es uno, y para realizarlo, el camino es
uno. There cannot be two paths.
No puede ser dos por eso.
Just like, suppose, in India. The India is from here to the eastern side. Yes. This is an example. But you cannot find the western side. Yes, like Columbus. He wanted to discover India. He did not go to the eastern side. He went to the western side. So he found America. So.
Por ejemplo, usted quiere ir a la India, tiene que ir por el lado oriental. Pero Colombo, él se equivocó, él fue para el occidente y por eso él descubrió los Estados Unidos y no la India.
So if you want to find out God, then you have to take the right path. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamāva vijānāti jāvāna vyatkāna kāpya. You never said by jnana karma yoga one can achieve God. That is not possible. Only in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna ji ko bhav ki to bhakya ma hum jana ke liye unse ji ko ke to jana ko kana bolo ko se koi ko jana khata kar le unse ji ko to bhav ji
so if you want to have God then you have to change this devotional activities that if you want to have Maya, you can change it for Rupa.
He says, here is the name. Jio, Jiri Abhisvala, Aksirigali, Jiho, Jumale. And he says, here is Maya, Jiri Abhisvala, Jiho, Jumale. Follow the
they wouldn't have faith. He was saying how blunt the ball was if he would have kept going.
But he's going to be. Yes, you are right. The Palambas who should have gone to steal father was in fact and should have get India. That means if you take other path, then he will achieve God after many, many lives. Not only.
See, you can see our song, see, Kalanda, Ubiara Ido, Mahadante, Mahadante, Sina Nente, Ubiara Adan Kala, India. He prayed for the Jesus, he said, pray for Mahadu Kamino, he said, pray for Buso, Nazimiento.
So, if you want to waste your time, but if you want to immediately, that is what you
talk.
That's right. Nowadays, the leader leads and the staircase. If you want to go to the topmost flat, you can go by the stairs, or you can go by the lift. But what, when the lift is there, I cannot change the stairs.
For example, the Lord Jesus, I've been told to jump in the escalator. So the stair is very okay here. He's the one who's here so much. And so, for the escalator.
You said the advantage of the lift is the second you go to the top. And if you go by same as stairs, you can hold it.
After all, I've been told to buy an area to next day, they would want to do that.
Therefore, unintelligent person takes to other path, and the intelligent person takes to what we do.
For example,
he says, in Son of God, we admit it.
Father and I are one. First, what do you mean by that?
Yes, because everyone is spirit soul, and Christ is also spirit soul. That's what they are one.
Okay, so when we come to spirituality, we come to our spiritual grace of one.
Sobre.
He said in the beginning there was the word was God. What does it say?
And God was there, therefore he had his word. God is person, therefore he can speak. There was word. God's word, that means God is
person.
And because he is person, therefore he has this kind of flesh.
Yes.
But everyone will say one his knowledge. So, if you follow Bible, you also get knowledge. We are after seeing people that we have got knowledge of God. It's not the question of Bible or Bhagavad Gita. We want that you become God conscious. That is our goal.
So, for us, taking conscience of the deal, not the part of the Bible, but of the Bible, to set.
There's no such mental as Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, or Buddha religion, there's no. No. Bhagavad says, Sabai Bhagavad Gita, Jato Bhakti Vajokhe. That is what Prajnaya means. Helps one to love God.
En Srimad Bhagavatam no hay ninguna mención de la religión cristiana, la religión budista, la religión musulmana, hindú. Solamente dice que esta religión que puede ayudarle a usted a amar a Dios, esa es la religión de la primera clase.
So, we are promoting, teaching people how to love God. That is our mission. We don't say that you become Christian or Hindu or Muslim. No. You become a lover of God.
Por eso, propagamos las enseñanzas que puede ayudarnos a ser amantes de Dios. No recomendamos que usted se reúna con esta religión o religión, pero decimos que usted sea un amante de Dios.
So, comparatively, the process which is recommending that is the easiest process.
Pero comparativamente, los procesos que recomendamos son los procesos más fáciles.
That is admitted by one priest in Boston.
Un sacerdote en Boston lo admitió.
He says that these boys and girls are our countrymen, are our boys. Before this movement, they did not come to the church. And now, how they are made up of God.
Él dijo que estos muchachos y muchachas de este movimiento religioso son nuestros, o sea, previamente eran nuestros, en nuestro grupo, y previamente nunca iban a la iglesia. ¿Y cómo es posible que ahora son tan locos por Dios?
So therefore, this is the easiest process to become pure and go back to baptism.
Por eso, es el proceso más fácil para purificarse y para volver a estar convertido.
Thank you very much.